This is The Brief on the Gray Matter Theory. Philosopher Jess Whiteice pitches this mind-blowing framework where human consciousness isn't just some biological accident, but literally the essential instrument the universe uses to understand itself. First, we've got to view the cosmos as a participatory process, meaning we're active co-creators here, not passive observers. So, how do we live a seamless life when physics is torn between large-scale relativity and tiny quantum uncertainty? Well, Whiteice argues our gray matter is the missing link. It actually synthesizes continuous space-time with quantum probabilities, turning them into a single lived reality. Second, you're probably wondering how the brain actually manages this massive task. Think of it like a cosmic conductor. Imagine the universe's raw, unshaped possibility as this noisy, tuning Uller orchestra. And your brain is the maestro. It constantly filters chaotic sensory input, recognizes patterns, and harmonizes all that chaos into coherent thoughts and decisions. Finally, this whole harmonizing process connects to the cosmic dualities of light and darkness. And hey, we really need to push back on the idea that darkness is somehow bad. Here, it simply means the unknown or unmeasured. Our neural processing lives right in that gray middle band. Every time we learn, our gray matter pulls signals from the dark, like mystery or intuition, and translates them into the light of concrete knowledge, maps, and technology. So, whenever you're making sense of a crazy day, remember you are literally the universe harmonizing its own infinite paradoxes.